Welcome back, everybody. We're diving deep today into Vermont's education scene.
Sounds interesting.
It is. There's a lot going on. And we're going to be looking at a whole bunch of different stories from the 802 Ed newsletter.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, they cover everything that's going on in Vermont education. So we'll be looking at budgets, leadership, and even some things happening nationally that could impact Vermont. Like, did you know there's this plan in New Jersey that's been super successful in helping kids who miss a lot of school? We'll get to that.
I didn't know that. No.
It's really fascinating. We'll also be talking about AI and how it's being used in schools. I know, it sounds kind of wild. But for now, let's start with what seems to be the biggest topic on everyone's minds. School budgets.
Yeah, that's always a big one.
It really is, especially this year. The 802 Ed highlights how a lot of school boards are having to make some really tough choices.
Oh, I can imagine.
Like in Waterbury, they're talking about possibly cutting 15, maybe even 20 positions.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah, and they might even have to consolidate some schools. And then there was this article in the Valley News about a community that's really fighting to save their arts and language programs.
Oh, yeah, those programs are often the first to go when budgets get tight.
Exactly. It makes you realize how these budget constraints are really putting the squeeze on districts, especially in the more rural areas.
Definitely. And I think declining enrollment plays a big role in that, too. Fewer students means less funding.
Right, and then you've got rising costs for things like transportation. It's a tough situation, and it makes you think, how are other districts in Vermont handling these pressures? But moving on from budgets, for now, let's talk about leadership.
Sure.
Edutopia had this interesting article about how to support new school leaders.
Always good to have strong leadership.
Oh, absolutely. But you know what struck me as odd?
What's that?
They didn't even mention the impact of something as simple as a welcome gift. Like, I remember when I started a new job and they gave me this little care package, it really made me feel valued.
Oh yeah, those small gestures can mean a lot.
They really do, especially for someone taking on a tough role like leading a school. While the article focuses on formal strategies, I think those personal touches are just as important for boosting morale and creating a sense of community.
Definitely, you want people to feel supported and welcome. Okay, so we've talked about budgets, leadership. What's next?
Well, let's get into something a bit more controversial.
Uh-oh. What have we got?
This whole thing with the Commission on the Future of Public Education, they've been in the news, particularly in the Chester Telegraph, because of some last-minute changes they made to their final report.
Oh, like what kind of changes?
Well, they decided to leave out all their brainstorming documents. Doesn't that seem a bit strange to you?
Yeah. When it comes to making policies, especially about education, you really need transparency.
Exactly. I mean, what were they talking about in those brainstorming sessions? And why wouldn't they want that to be part of a public record? If anyone's really interested, I think it'd be worth trying to find those documents.
I agree. See what's going on behind the scenes. Makes you wonder, doesn't it?
It really does. Now, let's shift gears a little and look at some national trends that could potentially impact Vermont.
Okay, sure.
The Education Week Research Center did this big teacher survey across the country. And some of the findings were pretty surprising, even to me.
Oh, I'm curious now. What surprised you?
I thought for sure that pay would be the top concern for teachers.
That's what you usually hear, right?
Right. But it turns out that wasn't it. The biggest concerns were actually student mental health and behavior issues.
That's interesting. And I guess it makes sense with all the challenges kids are facing these days.
Exactly. Yeah. And it connects to what teachers are dealing with here in Vermont, too.
Definitely. It just highlights how much more teachers are expected to do these days. They're not just teaching academics. They're dealing with the whole student, their well-being, and everything.
Exactly. It's a huge responsibility.
Mm.
And speaking of national things that could affect Vermont, have you heard about this proposed federal bill, H.R. 9495?
I haven't really looked into that one.
Well, this bill could potentially change how nonprofits get funding.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And that includes some organizations that support education.
So, like, those could lose funding.
Potentially, yeah.
Yeah.
And you have to wonder what kind of ripple effect that would have on Vermont schools.
It makes you think about how interconnected everything is.
It really does. So another national trend, the Hechinger Report, had this article about international test scores. And it seems like U.S. students are falling behind, especially in math and science.
Huh. Interesting.
It made me wonder, you know, should we be concerned about this in Vermont?
Well, I think it's definitely something to keep an eye on. Vermont has generally done well in those subjects, but these international comparisons show us where we stand globally.
Like a reality check.
Exactly. It's not about panicking, but it's a good reminder to look at what we're doing well and where we could improve.
And especially, how are we preparing students for a future that's going to be super tech-driven?
Absolutely. Skills in those areas are only going to become more and more important. But, you know, on a more positive note, the 802 Ed also highlighted some really cool things happening in other states that Vermont could learn from.
Oh, tell me about it. That program in New Jersey was so impressive.
The one that reduced absenteeism?
Yes. They have this tiered support system. It's all about figuring out why kids are missing school and giving them the specific help they need.
Oh, that makes so much more sense than just punishing kids for not being there.
Exactly. It's about understanding and addressing the root causes.
It really shows that a one-size-fits-all approach doesn't work when it comes to attendance.
Absolutely. And it makes you realize how effective it can be when you focus on individual needs.
Definitely. Providing that early support can make such a difference. Speaking of individual needs, did you see that letter in the Chester Telegraph?
What about school funding?
Yes. They're making a strong case for more equitable funding, especially for students with disabilities and those from low-income families.
It's a really powerful message. And it makes you think about how Vermont's education funding formula works. Do you think it needs to change?
Well, it's definitely a complex issue. You have to consider how resources are allocated and make sure they're actually reaching the students who need them the most.
I'll be honest, that whole funding formula is kind of a mystery to me.
It can be confusing. But basically, Vermont uses a weighted pupil formula.
Okay.
So schools get funding based on how many students they have, but some students are weighted more heavily.
Like they count for more.
Exactly. Students with disabilities or those from low-income families, they need more resources.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
But some people argue that even with that weighting, it's still not enough.
Interesting. So it's not just about how much money we're spending, but how that money is actually distributed.
Precisely. Now, let's talk about something that feels like it's straight out of the future.
Yeah.
AI in schools. Education Week had this article about how schools are using it for things like, get this, planning bus routes.
Wow.
And even for helping with grant applications.
I have to admit, my first thought was, AI in schools. Is that really a good idea?
Uh-huh. I understand that.
But then I started thinking, okay, maybe if it's used for administrative tasks, it could actually free up teachers' time.
Exactly. So they can focus on what they do best, teaching.
And working directly with students.
Right. But we also have to be careful, right? There are definitely concerns about things like data privacy.
Oh, absolutely. And what about bias in algorithms? We don't want to end up widening existing inequalities.
You're right. Those are all valid concerns. So it's important to have open conversations about this. Involve everyone, educators, parents, students. We need to figure out how to use AI responsibly.
Couldn't agree more. It's all about finding that balance between innovation and, you know, making sure we're not doing more harm than good.
Definitely. So speaking of community input, the 802 Ed shared the results of their reader survey about school construction funding.
Oh, yeah. It seems like people in Vermont really care about this issue.
They do. And those survey results give us a good idea of what people are thinking about, their priorities for their schools.
It's a reminder that these issues matter to people, you know?
Yeah.
They impact their communities directly.
They really do. And speaking of communities, this next item in the newsletter gave me a good chuckle.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. That job posting.
You saw it too. The Cannabis Control Board. They're looking for someone to develop curriculum for training people who work in medical cannabis retail.
I was like, wait, what? Is that really a thing?
Apparently it is. Shows you how much the education landscape is changing.
For sure.
Yeah.
Who knew that was a career path?
Right. It just shows education needs to adapt to whatever's happening in society. Like, as cannabis becomes more accepted, there's a need for education about it.
Makes total sense. And speaking of adapting, did you read about the 802 Ed editor's encounter?
At the dentist's office?
Yes. That was hilarious.
That legislator just sitting there with all that info on school finance.
I know, right? It's all public information, but it just made me think, how many of us actually understand how that whole system works?
It's true. It's pretty complex. I think it highlights how important it is to make that information accessible to everyone.
Exactly. If people are going to have informed opinions about education funding, they need to be able to understand it.
Right. And then they can have those conversations about priorities and how decisions really impact schools.
Absolutely. It's all about empowering communities to have a voice in shaping your schools.
And that brings us to this last bit in the 802 Ed, their Eye on Data section.
Oh, right.
They have a chart tracking open teacher positions in Vermont. And the trend, unfortunately, isn't looking good.
Yeah, it seems like it's getting harder and harder to find teachers.
Definitely a concerning trend. More open positions mean bigger class sizes, maybe fewer support services for students.
And that, of course, impacts the quality of education kids are getting.
Exactly. So how do we attract and keep good teachers?
That's the million-dollar question. Maybe better pay, better working conditions, more support for professional development.
All of those things, probably.
Right. And of course, it all comes back to those budget constraints we were talking about earlier.
It's all connected.
It is. The budget decisions, leadership, teacher retention. It all affects our education system as a whole.
For sure. And the 802 Ed really does a great job of showing how these different pieces of the puzzle fit together.
It gives you a really comprehensive view of what's going on in Vermont education.
Definitely. And I appreciate how they don't shy away from the challenges, but also highlight the positive things happening.
It's inspiring to see how many dedicated people are working to make things better for Vermont students.
It gives you hope, right?
It really does.
It really makes you think about the whole community's role in education.
It does. And that brings us to a really important question for our listeners. What role should community engagement play in shaping education policies and initiatives? Right here in Vermont, I mean, we've seen it throughout this deep dive, haven't we? The reader survey, that letter about equity, even the editor's story about the legislator. It all points to how important it is for people to be informed and engaged.
It really is. And it's not just about having opinions, you know? It's about understanding these complex issues, asking good questions, and then actually advocating for what you believe in.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But I think sometimes people want to be involved, but they just don't know where to start. It can feel overwhelming. So what would you say? What are some concrete steps our listeners can take if they really want to make a difference?
That's a great question. There are actually a lot of ways to get involved, and it doesn't have to take up a ton of time. For example, you could start by going to school board meetings.
Oh, yeah. Those are open to the public, right?
They are. And it's a great way to learn about what's happening in your local schools, you know, what issues they're facing. And you can even speak up, share your concerns.
That makes sense.
And you can always reach out to your elected officials, too.
Like state representatives, senators.
Yep. Even school board members. Let them know what issues are important to you.
Oh, that's a good idea. And I bet even volunteering at your local school or joining a parent-teacher organization could make a difference.
Absolutely. Even small things can have an impact. Yeah. And don't underestimate the power of just talking to people about education, you know?
Yeah.
Friends, family, neighbors, just raising awareness, starting those conversations.
It's about creating that culture where education matters
and
everyone feels like they have a voice.
Exactly. So shifting gears a bit, I want to go back to that AI in education topic for a minute.
Oh, yeah, that was a fascinating one.
It seems like AI is here to stay, doesn't it? And it has so much potential to really change how we teach and learn.
It really does. But we talked about some of the downsides too, right? We have to be smart about how we use it.
Definitely. We can't just jump in blindly. We need to be thoughtful and strategic, you know? Figure out how to use AI to personalize learning, make things more efficient, create those really engaging learning environments for students.
Oh, for sure. That's the exciting part. But like you said, we have to think about those potential downsides.
Right. Data privacy, algorithmic bias, making sure we're not making existing inequalities even worse. We need to be proactive about addressing those concerns.
Absolutely. And that means having those tough conversations, asking the hard questions, and working together to find solutions that really benefit everyone. What's so interesting about this whole discussion, I think, is that it shows how interconnected everything is. The funding, the leadership, technology, community engagement, it all plays a role in creating a strong education system.
It's like a big, complicated ecosystem. And the 802 Ed does such a good job of capturing all those different elements.
It does. Yep. They present this multifaceted view of what's happening in Vermont education. And I like how they don't just focus on the problems, you know? They highlight the innovations, the people who are really passionate about making a difference.
It's inspiring.
It is. It shows how much dedication and creativity there is in our education community. from the teachers who are going above and beyond for their students, to the parents who are advocating for change, to the policymakers trying to solve these tough problems, there's this shared commitment to making sure all Vermont students have a good education.
It's a good reminder that even with all the challenges, there's still so much hope, you know, belief that we can create an education system that really works for everyone.
I love that. That's a great note to end on. And as we wrap up our deep dive into Vermont education news, I think the message for our listeners is clear. Stay curious, stay informed, and stay engaged. The future of education, it really does depend on all of us. Wow, we covered a lot of ground today, huh? From budgets and leadership to AI and even cannabis curriculum.
It's amazing how much is happening in Vermont education, right?
It really is. And for anyone who wants to keep up with all the latest developments, I highly recommend checking out the 802 Ed newsletter. They really do a fantastic job of keeping everyone informed.
I second that. It's a great resource, well-written, informative, and they even throw in some humor, which is always a plus.
Exactly. It's not your typical dry education newsletter.
Not at all. They even have job postings, too. You never know, you might find your next career opportunity there.
Oh, that's true. But as we wrap up this deep dive, I think it's important to leave our listeners with something to think about. We've talked about a lot of challenges facing Vermont schools, but also about the incredible work being done to address those challenges.
Exactly. And I think the question for everyone listening is, what role do you want to play in shaping the future of education in Vermont? We've talked about some ways to get involved, but ultimately, it's up to each individual to decide how they want to contribute.
That's a great point. Whether it's attending a school board meeting, contacting your elected officials, volunteering your time, or simply having those conversations about what matters, every action, big or small, makes a difference.
It really does. The future of education in Vermont, it's not something that's just happening to us. It's something we're all actively creating together.
That's a powerful thought. And on that note, I want to thank everyone for joining us on this journey through Vermont's education landscape. We hope you found it informative, engaging, and maybe even a little bit inspiring.
We hope you feel empowered to make a difference.
Until next time, stay curious, keep learning, and keep those conversations going.